T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Like I said yesterday, Paul's just reiterating, don't play if you don't want to play.
And Chris Ello.
Guys are fresh and we need them with the lead.
Craig, did I miss you there? Did we?
I don't know. Did I finish?
I guess you finished.
Yeah, I finished. Sorry.
My bad.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Top of the hour to everybody. 6:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Matt Scraby alongside.
The cooler.
Duh. Well, considering we went to break and you said, hell, here we go, I'm going to lose again. I mean, that, I hate to say, is kind of what a cooler would say. Mm-hmm. So, get your hopes up, man. The pop quiz hasn't even started yet.
Got to believe, man.
Got to believe. Here's a couple of quick notes. You might have heard the coach mention it there in his during that break that he and Braden Shiprennant are going to be in New York for the Army-Navy game.
That's right.
Which is very cool. And they are leaving tomorrow. So they'll have no show tomorrow. To that end, or not tomorrow,
Thursday.
Thank you. Thursday, we will be on a little early on Thursday. So make your plans to join us from 1 to 5 p.m. on Thursday. That's a couple of days from now, right? Wednesday's tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll leave then you for Thursday Night Football.
Thursday. 1 to 5 on Thursday. But that's a very should be very fun for the coach and Braden. I feel fortunate to have been able to attend a game at Army once when I was broadcasting with the Aztecs, and also many times I've been to the Air Force Academy. It's always extra special, Tony. I don't know if you've ever had a chance. Well, you went to Air Force, I'm sure.
Yes.
So it's always kind of – it's very fun to be on those campuses. But Army-Navy game going to be played at the MetLife Stadium where the Giants and Jets play. So – good for the coach and Braden. I hope they have a great trip. One other quick note. Third quarter, Dallas 76, Brooklyn 65. I bring it up because, don't look now, Tony, but if Brooklyn loses this game, then the Chicago Bulls take over the top record in the Eastern Conference.
Don't look now. I want to look.
Don't look now. The Bulls have played some great basketball.
You think Kevin is second-guessing his decision to leave Golden State?
Kevin Garnett?
No, Kevin Durant.
I mean Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
What did I say, Kevin Garnett? Yeah, he's been long since retired. Yeah, Durant. Isn't he a Chicago kid?
No, he's a D.C. kid.
Oh, he's a D.C.
He's a D.C. kid.
All right.
Well, did you hear that, real quick, Kyrie, they were saying that there's going to be possibly a new plant-based vaccine out, and there were people around Kyrie think he might be willing to
might
do
be
that.
Willing to try that.
Yeah.
I just got a text on on what a solid nickname the cooler is.
Oh, so there's people enjoying the cooler.
No, there's no such thing.
The cooler is so
shout
perfect
out to my
for
man
you,
Chris
baby.
Out there.
Yeah. Scraby, when you go into a break and go, oh, the pop quiz is coming now, I'm going to lose again.
Have I given myself
the very definition of the cooler? The very definition of
it. I mean, as soon as it came out of Chris's mouth, I just felt like that was the one. Like, that nickname, I think, is going to stick, man, for a long time. The cooler.
Well, hopefully you can do something about it in today's pop quiz, Scraby. Let's go.
Remember the days of sitting in class?
Good to have all of you back to school.
And the teacher said the dreaded words, pop quiz. Chris Ello isn't your teacher, but he does come up with fun pop quizzes. Play along with us. The Chris Ello Pop Quiz commences now on 97.3 The Fan.
There was also a gift that went along with this cooler, Chris. Tony's showing you right now. It is a... It is a skeleton dancing near a water cooler. Not funny.
Cooler. Thank you, Chris, for sending that out to me, man. That's good stuff.
Chris, why are you texting Tony during the show?
That's not very nice of me, is it? But you know it's not me because you know I could never pull that off.
It's true.
A text with a video
attachment.
No, not Chris Ello.
No way, Chris.
No, I know.
Yeah, we know that. All right, here we go with today's pop quiz. 13 questions today. And you'll have to pick one team or the other, or the answer could be the same.
Oh, I hate this
one. I think this is a good one because a lot of times in the pop quiz, it's really more of a guess. This is going to be... An informed guess, because I think both of you guys might actually be able to know the answers to some of these and figure it out on your own. You'll see what I mean. Today's category, Super Bowl appearances.
All right.
Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
Keep in mind, this is not Super Bowl wins. This is times that a team has appeared in the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
Is there a time frame?
Come up with your guess in, short order. I'm not going to...
I mean, is there going to be, is like Super Bowls all time, or are we
all time Super Bowls. Okay. Yes, all time Super Bowl appearances. There'll be 13 questions. Again, you'll pick one team, the other, or the same. Whoever gets the most out of 13 right wins tonight's pop quiz.
All right, I'm feeling better about this.
All right, let's see how you do. Which team has been in more Super Bowls?
Who's going first, me?
It doesn't really matter in this game too much.
I'll go first.
So I think the champ should go first.
That a boy.
Which would be me.
That a boy.
That would be Tony.
The champ goes first. That's right. Champ gets to choose.
Champ is here.
Champ chooses first, I'll defer.
He'll defer. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Who's
been to more Super Bowls, the Steelers or the Cowboys? Scraby, you get the first selection.
That sounds like a really tough one.
They're all going to be tough. What do you think? I'm going to give you easy ones?
I'm going to say the Steelers.
Steelers have been to more Super Bowls. Tony, what do you think?
I'm going to say Steelers.
Or the Cowboys? Steelers have been to 8 Super Bowls.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So have the Cowboys.
Same.
The answer was the same.
On the first one.
Right out of the gate.
That is not a pattern that Chris Ello usually has.
No, it doesn't. No, it isn't, I mean.
All right, next up. Tony, you go first. Which team has been to more Super Bowls? Broncos or 49ers? Tony gets first selection. You can play along out there. See how you do out of 13 questions.
I'm going to say the Broncos.
Broncos, says Tony. Scraby, who's been to more?
7 49ers Super Bowl appearances, definitely more than the Broncos.
So,
49ers?
Broncos have been to 8.
What?
So Tony takes that.
How have they been to so many? I'm counting the 2 Peyton Manning ones.
I'm going to go ahead and just assume it had something to do with winning the AFC Championship 8 times.
Yeah.
That's probably how they got to the Super Bowl.
They got there at least, what, 3
John
times?
John Elway went back-to-back. He also lost back-to-back.
That's 4, and then he lost one to the 49ers. That's 5.
And Peyton Manning went to 2. That's 7.
Wait, no.
And then there was a Denver Bronco appearance in 1977 with Craig Morton. Well, it counts in this game.
It counts, buddy.
I honestly couldn't have told you.
Part of the reason why I took Denver is because something about that question made me think Scraby's definitely going to pick the Niners, and Chris would find a team that has more than the Niners.
I'm honestly, I'm being 100,000% honest. I had no idea that the Broncos went to 8 Super Bowls. I thought they had only gone to 5.
Pretty good organization.
They've only won 3. They're 3-5, where the 49ers, I believe, are what, 6-1?
No, they're 5-2.
5-2. Thank you. All right. Anyway,
thanks
Tony
to the
was
Ravens.
A wonderful,
wasn't it? Thanks to the Ravens.
Ravens and the stupid Chiefs.
All right, that's right. How could this happen?
Yeah. I would like to say that now because I really messed that up.
All right, 1-0 in favor of Tony. Question 3. These two teams came into the league the same year. So which has been to the more Super Bowls, the Buccaneers or the Seahawks? Scraby.
How many is Russell Wilson?
I don't know. If I knew that, I would answer.
I'm going to say same.
Same. Tony?
I'm going to say same as well.
Buccaneers have been to 2.
That's what I thought.
Super Bowls.
San Diego and then last year.
Seattle's been to, count them, 3. Two Where? For Russell Wilson and 1 for Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh!
If you're looking at the quarterbacks.
I forgot about that one against the Steelers.
That's right. So, the score remains 1-0. Next up, Tony, you're first. Which team's been to more Super Bowls? The Bills or the Vikings?
I got to go with the Bills.
You're going with the Bills there. How about you, Scraby?
Well, I mean, I know they went to those 4 in a row. Did OJ ever play in a Super Bowl?
Of course, you haven't got one right yet, Scraby.
I know. I'm trying to figure this one out. The Vikings when Fran Tarkenton was around.
Fran Tarkenton gets a mention.
I'll go with the Bills. I think
you're
going
to go with the Bills. Huh?
Yeah.
Bills did go to 4 in a row. Those are the only 4 they've been in.
Vikings
but like
7.
The Vikings, they went to 4 Super Bowls and didn't win any. Both teams are 0-4 in Super Bowl competition.
Dang it.
So that was the same.
More sames.
Next up, they played each other this past weekend, so why not match them up here? Scraby, who went to more Super Bowls, the New York Football Giants or the Miami Football Dolphins?
I should know how many of the Dolphins we've talked about it so many times.
Talked about it a few times.
Okay, let me count in my head real quick.
Count them up.
Give me a second.
Why don't you say them out loud so I can relive the Dolphins Super Bowl appearances?
Well, I can't remember one. They went undefeated.
I can't remember one.
They went undefeated, and then Dan Marino got crushed by the 49ers.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You asked.
I know.
What were the teams again?
Dolphins and Giants.
Giants.
Giants. Tony.
Giants.
Giants have been to
5.
5. Dolphins 5. Another same.
Tony, we're really, really not getting this same.
I've decided I'm not picking same because I know the moment I pick same, it's going to change something. Yeah.
Dolphins went to 3 in a row.
Really?
Yeah, they went to the year before and then their undefeated season and the year after. And then they lost 2 more in 82 and 84. Giants, I'm not going to relive them all, but they were 4-1. Giants have a good Super Bowl record.
Do.
All right, which team's been to more Super Bowls? Tony Gwynn Jr., who leads 1-0, by the way. Who's been to more Super Bowls, Colts or Eagles?
Oh.
Who's ever out there is probably winning the game. People that are playing along probably have more than one right. Although this is tougher than it looks.
Colts,
who's been to more Super Bowls, Colts or Eagles? And I will say Colts includes Baltimore Colts. So just so you're...
I'm going to go with the Colts.
You're going to go with the Colts here. Scrape.
How many has Donovan McNabb been to?
He's been to... Oh, my goodness. Don't know.
Same.
Same. Donovan McNabb's been to 1 Super Bowl. So has Ron Jaworski and so has Nick Foles. That would make 3 for the Eagles. The Baltimore Colts went to 1 Super Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts have been to 3. That's a total of 4. Tony takes a 2-0 lead. Scraby is silent. The cooler is down 2-0.
You can't call me the cooler when I wasn't on
He's
fire.
He's pitching a shutout against you through 6 questions.
I really
7.
Hate this game. I really want this game to end.
It is unbelievable that it's a pick'em game, and it's so difficult.
This is my luck.
All right, let's see how you're doing out there. Next one, who's been to more Super Bowls? Falcons or Saints? Scrape.
Saints used to be called the Aints.
That's right.
Very good.
Don't know.
I want to regress on my last one. I said the Baltimore Colts went to 1. They went to 2, and the Indianapolis Colts have been to 2. Either way, it was 4. All right, just in case somebody was checking my math on that. All right, Scraby, we're at the Falcons and Saints right now.
Falcons and Saints.
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
I just needed a few more seconds. The Falcons,
That's going to bring laughter, I think, every time I ever hear that.
I'm gonna say the Falcons.
Falcons, after all that. All right. Tony, what about you? Falcons or Saints?
I'm going to say the same.
Same. Saints had 1, Falcons had 2.
Oh!
Scraby's on the board.
I'm on the board!
When was the Falcons?
The Dirty Bird they lost to Denver. Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
I didn't remember that one.
Dirty Bird. All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. Tony leads 2-1.
Oh.
Tony goes first. Jets or Chargers? That's one where you ought to almost for sure know one answer.
Jets or
the question is the other one. Tony or
same.
First? Same, he says.
If Tony Scrappy, says what do you same, that leads me to believe same because I know the Chargers have only been.
Oh.
Do AFL minute. Days count?
Super Bowl started in 1967.
All right, so no.
The AFL started in 1960. It's Super Bowls.
Okay. I am also going to say same.
Chargers have been to 1. The question is how many the Jets been to?
That is a question.
And the answer is 1.
Oh!
Super Bowl 3, the only time the Jets made it to the
Broadway
Super Bowl.
Joe.
How about that? I mean,
Broadway Joe with the mink coat on.
Yeah, the whole deal. All right, so Tony leads 3-2. Both you guys were correct on that one. Next up, a battle between the Packers and the Rams.
Oh.
Scraby.
All right. And the Rams, I'm counting on my finger. I got to make sure Tony doesn't see. I'm going to say the Pack.
Going to go with the Pack here. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Super Bowl appearances.
Super Bowl appearances is correct. And the Rams includes the St. Louis Rams, yeah. L.A. Rams, Cleveland Rams.
Oh, man.
Who never made a Super Bowl because there was no Super Bowl back then.
You said the Pack? Is that who you went
with? I did.
Packers or Rams?
Yeah, I'm going to say Pack.
Packers 5, Rams 4. You guys both win? So you guys
more
are picking
Rams
it up a little
than
bit.
I thought I had.
Yeah, Rams got 1 when they were in LA originally, back in the day, and then 2 in St. Louis, and then 1 again in LA. And they lost that 13-3 thriller to the Patriots a few years ago. All right, so Tony leads 4-3. 4 questions left. Tony, you got to go first because you're in the lead. This is not only a matchup that was played this past weekend, but it was a matchup that was played in a Super Bowl one time. So which of these two teams have been to more Super Bowls? The Raiders or the WFT?
That's a good question.
Ooh, that's a really good question. I'm going to say same.
I'm going to go same. Scraby.
I feel like John Madden won one. WFT went to...
WFT.
They went to
I can't
here.
Believe I actually don't mind that anymore.
No,
like I like it
rings.
Almost. I know. I
Chris
actually kind of like it.
Chris was a film runner for one
of the WFT's games,
yeah.
Right? It was here in San Diego. Very good, Scraby.
I am going to go with the Raiders.
Raiders and football team played each other in Super Bowl 18. Raiders won that matchup. Both teams have been to 5. In the final analysis, Tony gets it.
Yes, indeed.
Tony leads 5-3 with 3 questions remaining.
Well, I can seal it right here.
Potentially, yes, if you're correct and Scraby is wrong.
I got grumpy cat face on.
The two teams here are both... No, they're not. Both anything. Well, they both wear kind of medium color blue uniforms. That's the best I can do.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Which team's been to more Super Bowls is the question at hand. Is it the Panthers or the Titans?
This goes back to the Oilers days as well?
It goes back to, yes, it does. Go back to the Oilers days. And Tony, you got to go first. Because you're in the lead.
Who did we say again?
Panthers or the Titans?
I'm going to say same.
Going to say same. Scraby, if he gets it and you don't, the game is over.
I can't remember the Oilers ever going to a Super Bowl, but I obviously know that the Titans went to one against the Rams. But I can remember the Panthers twice with Jake Delhomme and Cam Newton.
Dang it. You're right.
Panthers.
You're going to go Panthers?
I am.
Wouldn't it be terrible if after all of that you were still wrong?
It would be terrible.
It would be, but it's not. You got it right. Good job, Scraby.
I forgot about Cam Newton's appearance.
Panthers 2, Titans 1.
He forgot about that too.
You guys are both correct. The Oilers never made one, so it didn't really enter into it. All right, that closes the gap. 5-4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tony leads. 2 questions left. Playing along out there. Hopefully you're doing a little better than 5-4, but as mentioned, it's not that easy. The pop quiz rolls on. Super Bowl appearances. Who's made more, the Chiefs or the Ravens?
Ravens go Baltimore Colts?
Cleveland.
No.
Or Cleveland, sorry, yeah.
It's all Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, right. Cleveland never.
They are different. Even though the Cleveland Browns became the Baltimore Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens are a completely different entity.
Okay.
So Ravens and
Chiefs.
I ran out of music, so that means we need to get moving.
That's
guys.
A same.
All right, we got 2 more. Same, he says. Scraby.
Ravens and Chiefs. The Chiefs played 2 to begin it, I believe. I'm going to go Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs played in 2 right at the beginning, and they played in the last 2. They win 4-2 here. Ravens have only been to 2, winning
them
both.
Up.
And we are tied with 1 question to go. We'll take a break.
Thank
come back
you.
To see who wins this showdown in
what
tonight's pop quiz. The cooler and the champ are tied at 5. We got 1 question left. Stick around for it following traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Finishing up a pop quiz here. 1 question to go. We have a tie ball game. Scraby has come back. The cooler is trying to heat up.
Not the cooler.
Hello?
Well, prove it, Scraby. That's the way it goes here. You do have a chance. You've equaled the score 5-5, 13th and final question. It is a you pick one team or the other, or the answer could be the same. And the category today, if you're just tuning in, is Super Bowl appearances. Guys have battled to a standstill. We do have one final question left, and here are the two teams up for grabs. Which
should have been doing research in the break, honestly. Yeah, I just thought about this. Tony, did you do research?
I did some research, baby.
Did you really?
I'm just, no, I didn't do any research.
Life is not fair. Yeah, a little research wouldn't have been a bad idea during the break for both of you guys.
I was just thinking, man, I could have easily looked something up.
You could have memorized every Super Bowl during the break, all 55 of them.
And then gotten them wrong.
And then still got it wrong. All right, which of these two teams has been to more Super Bowls? Scraby, you're first.
Pressure's on.
In a 5-5 tie. If you guys tie, there will be a tiebreaker question. Keep that in mind. And here are the two teams. Who's been to more, the Bears or the Cardinals? The two, I believe, oldest franchises in football history.
The Bears and the Cardinals.
Yes, who's been to more Super Bowls? Between those two franchises. Scraby, you want to take your time. Because you want to get it right. Put the pressure on Tony to get it right.
It's popping in.
What's going through your head?
I'm seeing things in my head right now.
You're not going to say anything.
Don't see those things in your head. You know that's not usually a good thing.
It's the Cardinals and the Bears.
It is the Cardinals and the Bears for Super Bowl appearances. Cardinals might be able to add to their total this year.
That's true.
You never know. That doesn't have anything to do with this question.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That doesn't have anything to do with this question.
I mean, the Cardinals were pretty bad most of my childhood. So I'm going to go with the Bears. Bears.
You sure?
Yes.
Feeling good?
Yes.
All right. He's feeling good. Tony's going Bears. What about you?
I'm going Bears.
Bears 2, Cardinals 1.
Oh, thank you.
I know you guys just both can exhale. Bears.
I feel good about that one.
Cardinals
before
against
he even
the
said
Steelers.
Anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention because that we're getting into the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
For the tiebreaker today, we have to hurry a little bit. Pencils and papers out.
Got it.
Oh, you, pencils.
Tony, here I got one. If you want this,
Chris just uses my rundown as his scratch.
Well, that's what I have.
I got a pen.
Here's a pen.
Don't give him.
I got a pen.
There it goes. I just threw it over
to
you.
Don't give him a pen.
Let's go.
I just gave it to you. All right, here we go. Team that didn't get mentioned during this contest today was the team that's been to the most Super Bowls. That being the Patriots. They've been to 11.
Wow.
Which is really ridiculous.
It is.
Three teams they've played twice. Don't say anything. So that means the Patriots have faced 8 different teams. 8 different franchises in a Super Bowl. Write them down. The 8.
Aside from the ones that they didn't play twice. I'm sorry. What was?
Okay, they've been
to
11, but 3 teams they've played twice. So that means they've faced 8 different franchises in a Super Bowl game. You guys got to write down the 8.
Oh, my Lord.
Franchises that New England has faced. Whoever gets the most of the 8 will win. Time is going to be, I don't know, a couple minutes, so. You guys decide when you're right. I don't want to give you all night, but I don't want to have a clock going either.
Wait. Sorry.
What?
You it's everyone. Name. It doesn't matter if they've won or lost.
Doesn't matter if they've won or lost. This is Super Bowl appearances. The Patriots have faced 8 all NFC teams in a Super Bowl game. At least one Super Bowl game. 3 teams they faced twice. Who are the 8?
Goodness, why am I forgetting?
Yeah, and you're going to forget one or two, and it's going to cost you.
Oh, my Lord.
So we'll kind of diddle-daddle here along a little bit. Would you like me to sing?
Speak amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you guys got to. I didn't really think this out properly because this is kind of tough to do while you're on the air.
No, it's okay.
But I didn't. I don't know. I came up with this question, and then now I'm kind of upset that I did.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Super Bowl, if you're wondering, started in 1967. The very first one was played at the L.A. Coliseum. We're now 55 Super Bowls in. The Patriots have been in 11 of those, so one out of every 5.
And they played how many teams twice?
3. So they've had a total of 8 opponents.
Oh my
you
got
to name their 8
couldn't
opponents.
Couldn't name who they played twice, to be honest.
You don't have
I can
to
name
who
they played twice. I just can't figure out the other ones.
Oh, well,
okay.
You got to get who they played twice, who they played once. The Patriots are the, when you look at the Patriots, it's 1, 2, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7. They played in 5 of the last 10. I mean, they have, it's really amazing because the, and I'm not trying to give you guys any clues, but They've played in 11, but 10 of them have been in the last 20 years. Or 9 of them. I take it back. 9 of their 20 have been in the last. Or 9
some
of their
early
11
Tom Brady
have been
ones are tough.
I can't. I'm missing 2.
You're missing 2.
I have 7.
You got 7, you think?
I do.
Tony's got 6. How much more time, Tony?
Give me another minute.
You can have another minute. That's fine.
He's looking at his computer for some
reason.
He
is not.
Yes, he is. Look at him.
But my computer's open, fool.
I can't see it.
Fool?
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, we can get a little update on this Dallas-Brooklyn basketball game, except for some reason they've decided to take the score off the screen. So I don't know the score. Now they're flashing it up. 90. Oh, it's 90 to 87.
Yeah, Scrape might have me on this one.
Scrape, you got them all?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's just go. If Scraby's got them all, then he's going to get
them. Let's hear him.
Let's hear him, Scraby. All 8 teams that the Patriots have played in the Super Bowl.
The Bears.
Bears is correct.
The Rams.
Rams is correct.
Eagles.
Eagles is correct.
Falcons.
Correct.
Panthers.
Yep.
Packers.
Yep.
Giants.
He's got it.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I wrote the same team twice.
Did you?
I have 7.
1, 2, 3. Who did you leave out? I don't know. You left one out.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 7.
But you wrote one team twice.
I did.
Okay, Tony?
I've got 7.
Who do you have?
I got Giants, Rams, Eagles, Seahawks, Panthers, Falcons, Packers.
Oh, my God.
Scraby forgot to write Seahawks.
I did.
Yeah.
But we still both got 7.
You guys get a tie tonight. That's it. Play the song.
Yeah!
You guys both win or you both lose. Whatever you guys want to say.
I'm okay with losing.
I'll take a tie as long as I don't lose during the day.
Man, I can't believe I forgot the Seahawks.
If he would have won, we couldn't continue to call him the cooler. But since he tied, he could still be the cooler.
That's right.
Oh, no, I'm not the cooler anymore.
No, you're the cooler.
No.
You are the cooler.
I'm not the cooler anymore. We equally share the title here.
All right.
I can't believe I forgot the Seahawks. Like, the most...
That's
the
one of the more
one
recent ones, yeah.
All right.
Which
great
one did
drama
you leave
tonight.
Out? The Packers.
Huh? I got the Packers. The Bears is the one. When did they play the Bears? 85.
The Super Bowl Shuffle. Bears beat the Patriots.
Mike Singletary.
I was thinking all Brady. I wasn't thinking before that.
Who was the quarterback of the Patriots back then?
That was Tony Eason started the game, but their main quarterback was Steve Grogan, and he was hurting, and so Eason started. Grogan came in. It didn't matter because they just got crushed.
Because the Bears crushed them.
All right, let's get to break. In case you missed it, Mark Ziegler joined us earlier. You get a chance to hear it. Gwen and Chris.
Man, I feel better about myself.
On the clock, taking you till 7 o'clock. So this is the last segment, ladies and gentlemen. In case you missed it, Mark Ziegler joined us earlier to talk all things San Diego State basketball and a little splash of women's soccer here at the end. You'll get a dose of it here in a second, but here's some traffic.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union-Tribune. Mark, how are you? How was your trip to Ann Arbor?
Cold. I think it was like 75 when I left and 35 when I arrived, but you know, you cover the Mountain West, get used to those temperature changes. So just it was snow without elevation. That was the only difference.
What did you learn in that matchup between Michigan and San Diego State? San Diego State, I thought, hung tough for as long as they could, and it just seemed like they just kind of ran out of gas there at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think we learned the value of Lamont Butler. You know, it's early in his sophomore season, and, you know, I think he's been up and down a little bit, but I think you saw what he brings. I mean, Michigan did what anybody else would have done, and that's press Trey Pulliam, try to tire him out. And you know, when they got to that point in the second half where they made their run and the Aztecs had all those turnovers, couldn't even get the ball across half court. You just kept thinking, you know, that might not have happened with Lamont Butler. Because the one thing he does is, against a press, if he beats the initial guy, he just turns upfield and goes downhill. He's like a running back. And that's how you beat a press. You attack it. And I think Trey was just so worn down. And not his fault. He played 38 minutes. But that he, you know, even if he got through the press, he couldn't attack it and take advantage of it on the back end.
Mark, let's go back a little bit to going to Michigan and what this all meant for the for Brian Dutcher and the ghost of Steve Fisher. What was the reception like there? Because we all know what happened. I mean, they took the banners down at Michigan, and the whole thing happened many years ago. And I know Brian Dutcher said that, you know, to him it wasn't going back to a building. It was going back to see a bunch of people, and it looked like he got a warm welcome. Has everything finally been all forgotten back there?
You know, yes and no. It's a really good question, and I thought a lot about it when I was there. You know, he did see a lot of people, and he was really a popular guy, as was Coach Fisher. And everyone I talked to said, oh, my gosh, we loved him. Even from the guys, I met some guys in a sports bar, some old Michigan fans, and they said, oh, we love Frieder, we love, you know, Fisher, and it took us a while to get to Beeline and have a good program again. And there's some bitterness that they were, you know, that Fish was let go. And so, yeah, I think the people were genuinely happy to see him. But have they gotten over it? I don't think Michigan has gotten over it. I don't think, you know, they know what to do with this, because you've got, you know, you've got the Fab Five, you've got two trips to the back-to-back trips to the national championship game. You've got a team that changed basketball forever in many ways, not just the fact they were freshmen, but their style and their attitudes and what they wore and how they carried themselves. You know, that changed college basketball to what it is today, and they won't acknowledge it. And it's just, it's sort of a bizarre thing. I mean, I think Michigan kind of has its opinion of itself that's a little bit higher and mightier than maybe it should be. And it isn't allowing it to sort of recognize what that team was and its value to the community and to its legacy as an institution. And it's too bad, but it's definitely still there. I mean, it's hard to look up in Chrysler Center and see six Final Four banners and not see the two most important ones.
Yeah, it seems self-inflicted at this point. I think they do have a high idea of themselves, and it would be warranted if they acknowledged those 2 years that were significant for them. But they don't, and I think it shows in how they carried themselves. I got to ask you this, Mark, because you mentioned that Lamont Butler. You saw how the Aztecs really missed him. Adam Seiko replaced him in the starting lineup. Do you think that is a permanent move moving forward, or will Dutch look to find who's the best fit while Butler's out?
Well, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see more of Trey Pulliam playing 38 minutes. And it, you know, if you were to pick a month when he got hurt, if you had to say you're going to miss a key player for a month, this would be the month, because they're, you know, yes, the Michigan game was unfortunate, but there's only three other Division I games before the end of the month. And so I think that allows them to play Trey Pulliam as long as they possibly can in the game. There really isn't. I mean, they have to go to a walk-on to get to the next real point guard they have on the team. And so I think that's going to be the first quickest fix. Adam Seiko will play some point guard, but he's not a point guard, and we all know that. And that will get him back in his role of either coming off the bench or starting. I think he'll probably end up coming off the bench once Butler is fully healthy, as in a shooting role. And a defensive role, and that's what he is. He's a 3-and-D guy, and allows him to be what he is when you have Butler out there. But, you know, the interesting thing is Butler and Pulliam are two different types of point guards, just in the way they play and the style. And so it's nice to have that sort of change of pace when you need it. And against a press, you want a guy like Butler, and they don't have that right now.
They do have Matt Bradley, and I think, you know, he came with a lot of expectations, Mark, and you know, I don't know that maybe put a little too much pressure on himself at the beginning, or was just trying to kind of find his way in a new system. But the one thing that I saw in the game against Michigan was I saw the Matt Bradley I kind of expected to see, a guy that could fill it up, a guy that was a dangerous threat on offense. Didn't necessarily look like that in the previous four or five games. Is he starting to get more comfortable, and are we starting to see the real Matt Bradley now?
Yeah, and that's a key point. I really thought there was a little bit of a breakthrough in that game because, remember, I mean, they're playing Michigan on the road against big-time, you know, Big Ten defenders, and they couldn't defend him. He had 14 points the first half, pretty much scored at will, and he probably should have tried to score more times. I mean, he's very conscious about being a good team player, coming in a new situation, and he's almost deferring too much. The other thing you can see a lot is he's what Dutch calls dancing with the ball. He's pounding the ball on the perimeter, looking for an opening, not really sure, well, should I take this shot? Should I not? Should I drive it? And thinking too much. And I think what we started to see in that game, we're still not anywhere close to what he's going to be in January and February, but we started to see him attack a little bit more and be a little bit more decisive quicker. And I went to practice yesterday, and he improved on that a little bit. And that's what they want to see. Yes, they want to see him in some ISOs, take his time, get his rhythm, dribble, do what he feels is best. But there's a lot of times we can catch and just shoot it or catch and just go. And you're starting to see a little bit more of that. And that's when he gets really dangerous. And, you know, I keep saying it. He's going to have a 30-point game here, a 35-point game. And, you know, if it comes against a team like Michigan or St. Mary's, he's going to win the game for him. And they're kind of waiting for that. But remember, Malachi Flynn, I mean, he went six, seven games into his year, and he had the luxury of having to sit out and be in the system for a year as a redshirt. It still took him six or seven games to that second half against Iowa, where he really just went nuts and had, you know, 25, 28 points, and that was sort of his coming out party. So I think we're getting closer to seeing that for Matt Bradley. I think that first half was much closer to the Matt Bradley we're going to see in January, February, March.
Mark Ziegler joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, San Diego Union Tribune. Mark, can you explain to us KenPom and this net rating? The net rating seemed like it was completely off. San Diego State came out with a 113. They're sixth in the Mountain West. Teams are ahead of them in the Mountain West, one being Wyoming. And then on the other side, you have the KenPom, the moved up two spots to 43. Can you explain to us the difference and maybe also explain the discrepancy in the net rating?
Yeah, it's funny. I was just writing something about that in my preview for tomorrow's game. The problem with the net is the NCAA's quote-unquote sorting tool, the metrics they use to sort of put teams into quadrants, you know, quadrant 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then you rate good wins are quadrant 1 and okay wins are quadrant 2 and bad losses are in quadrant 3 and 4. And that's just how they do it. And it usually at the end of the season is fairly close to KenPom. But the problem is this time of year, the sample size is too small. Take a team like Wyoming. They were 12th on Monday. They've already moved up to 9th. I mean, they played one team over 500 all year. They played nobody. And yet, but they've won all their games. And so the computer sees them as being pretty good. What KenPom does at this time of year is KenPom already understands the ratings would be all over the map. So what he does is he takes previous data from players, wherever they played, whether they're with this team or with the previous team, and incorporates that in the data to get a truer sense of where a team really is. So Matt Bradley, his stats aren't just from this year, but they're from previous years to give him more of a baseline, like they would in baseball. You have a larger sample size, a better picture of a type of player in a team. So that's why. And so KenPom gradually drops that off as the year goes on. And you get to the middle of January, and it's completely gone, and those are the true rankings, where the net starts off right now with 8 games. Some teams have played 4 games. And it's all over the map. And so that's why you see a 70-point discrepancy for San Diego State. And a team like Wyoming is, you know, 80, 90 points in the opposite direction, maybe even 100 points different than what they are in KenPom. But it'll all even out as the season goes on. I wouldn't pay hardly any attention to the net right now. End of the season, yes, but right now I'd look at KenPom to get a better picture of where teams really are.
Mark Ziegler talking some college hoops with us. San Diego State gets Cal State Fullerton tomorrow evening as they continue to prepare for conference play. Speaking of which, Mark, Mountain West, you mentioned Wyoming's 8-0, but hasn't really had a test yet. Colorado State's 9-0. How does their 9-0 look? How does Fresno State's 7-1 look? I guess in general, how does the rest of the conference, is it playing out kind of the way we thought, or has there been any surprises?
Well, there's been surprises in the wrong way. I mean, Boise and Nevada have both been disasters and lost some really bad games and basically taking them out of NCAA contention for at-large berth right now. There's a hope that they would be pretty good. UNLV is melting down as we speak. They just got whooped at USF and had a screaming in the locker room and a 45-minute meeting afterwards, and three starters were benched, and so they're kind of a disaster right now. But Colorado State has held true to form. Everyone thought they'd be good. They basically returned the entire team, and they've lived up to it. They beat Creighton. They beat St. Mary's pretty handily. Those are their two marquee wins. The other seven aren't that impressive. Fresno really hasn't played anybody. They're going to go to USF and play, and that should be a pretty good test for them. But they really haven't. Their one loss was their only game on the road, I believe. And so hard to judge them. They also have everybody back, and so they're going to be ahead of these teams that have a lot of transfers, trying to put a lot of pieces together, like San Diego State. So Wyoming's been, semi-impressive, but their best win is against Grand Canyon, so we don't know what they are yet. And it's going to be interesting when they get in the conference to see, because San Diego State's really been hardened. I mean, no one has done what they've done. They played at BYU. They played USC on a neutral. They played Georgetown on a neutral. They played Arizona State at home. Then they played at Michigan. They're going to be ready for the road, and they're going to be ready for the Mountain West. And that should be an advantage for them, as opposed to a team like Fresno State or Wyoming that really hasn't been tested yet. And then you get into conference tough games, what happens down the stretch in those games, and, hostile crowds and that type of thing. San Diego State should be much more prepared. But right now, I think it's a one-bid league. I think it's Colorado State and everybody else. And unless somebody else can step up and get a marquee win here and not have any bad losses, that's where we're headed again. Even though the league is much improved and it's a good league, it's Colorado State and everybody else.
Mark, I got to ask you this before we let you go. It's not a basketball question. I know how much of a soccer guy you are. I saw you posted Alex Morgan could be coming here to San Diego to play for the Wave. What's your take on that move and how big it is to get somebody like that here as the expansion team rolls out for their first season?
They've done a really good job getting players so far. The expansion draft's coming up here in a couple weeks or next week. And what they've done is they've moved a couple teams to sort of trade not to pick in the expansion draft from their roster. They can pass on that pick in exchange for getting a player now. And that's kind of what the Alex Morgan deal is going to be. Look, you want to get a face of the franchise. You've got to sell tickets. You've got to get some buzz. She's going to bring buzz. She's one of the most popular players in the world. She's also 32, hasn't been a great club player. She's been a very good national team player. And so, when are they going to get on the field? I don't know. But I think if you're an expansion franchise, you don't really have a choice. You go and get the best, biggest names you can, and then you figure it out later. And with Alex Morgan, I think they've done that. And I think anything they get from her in the field is a bonus. But that'll help sell some tickets and drive some buzz about the team.
No doubt. Look forward to seeing that. Look forward to seeing this Aztec team start to pick it up and go in the right direction. Mark, as always, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
Great stuff, Mark.
That was Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune, on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new road.
That's going to do it. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., the Matt Scraby. Cool. Brooklyn just beat Dallas 102-99. Celtics, Lakers coming up later. We're back to talk about all of it tomorrow at 3. Have a good night, everybody.
Peace. I'm not the cooler.
The cooler.
Cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.